You may be seated. Friends, grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Well, today is the day of Epiphany. It's the day we remember the Magi coming to visit Jesus. And every year when I come to Epiphany and I think about the Magi, I immediately think of George Carlin. Don't you? Some of you are asking, who is George Carlin? He's a comedian. And a little backstory. You see, when I was growing up, I fell in love with comedy. I love comedy. I love all the great comedians. And my father had comedy albums. Maybe some of you had them. He had some of the old Bill Cosby albums that were really funny. He had the Smothers Brothers. Does anybody remember the Smothers Brothers? Yeah, I can quote verbatim the Smothers Brothers. I would listen to their album regularly. There was one that came out that was about John F. Kennedy and his family. I think it was called The First Family by a guy named Van Meter or something like that. And it was hilarious. And I would listen to all those. And that was kind of how I got started. I would listen to those at night. And then I progressed, one might say, to George Carlin. And I had a tape of his. And the reason I think about George Carlin is that there was a time where he had this bit where Jesus was being interviewed. And the person was asking him about, you know, when he was born and about the Magi bringing gifts to him. And he's like, well, you know, I got gold, and that's always good because that allows you to buy the things you need. And so I had gold, and they also brought me frankincense, which is perfume, or it makes things smell nice. And, you know, the bathing was not great back then. But he goes, but myrrh, why did they bring me myrrh? Does anybody know what myrrh is? Yeah, it's a bitter gum resin. Who here likes to get bitter gum resin? Well, neither did Jesus, according to Carlin in this bit. What he wanted instead were sneakers. He said he was traipsing up and down from Galilee to Nazareth. He could have used a good set of footwear. So that's why I remember, when I think of the Magi, I think of the gifts they bring to Jesus, and that George Carlin did a funny bit about he would have rather had sneakers. So now you will too. From now on, when you hear I guarantee you will think of this sermon and me telling you that story of George Carlin. I can't in good conscience recommend you go listen for that or go look for any of George Carlin stuff, but just let it be said that now I've put that in your head and I know you're going to remember it. But the reality of this day is actually more serious than this. It is probably one of the most serious realities of our Christian life and faith and understanding. Because today is the day we recognize that Jesus has come for the whole world. Jesus will say later on, remember, for God so loved the that he gave his only begotten Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. He came into the world. He came not to condemn the, but that the might be saved through him. And he does that, and that has its genesis in today, in the story of these Magi, these wise men. Now, we sing the song, we won't sing it today, but you've heard the song, We Three Kings of Orient Are, right? Well, the reality is there probably weren't kings. They were more likely wizards. And I haven't confirmed that they were Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff, but maybe Gryffindor, probably not Slytherin, but who knows. But these Magi, these wizards, were most likely from Iran, part of a religion that's still around today called Zoroastrianism. And if you look up a little bit about that, you'll find out that there was a monotheistic religion that in their sacred writings had some astrology in it, hence their reason for looking at the stars. As a matter of fact, I've actually known people who were Zoroastrian. They were from Iran. They were the across-the-street neighbors from my mother-in-law in Lexington, Kentucky. I don't think there was a big Zoroastrian community in Lexington, Kentucky, but if there was, they were a part of it. And Gohari was her name, and they came to our wedding. And I remember that as we were doing communion, because at our wedding, Heidi and I were the ones giving the bread, I see her coming towards me, and I'm already mentally going, what am I supposed to do? Because this woman is not a Christian, and she's coming up to take communion. And then I remembered that she was Zoroastrian. Because how do you forget meeting someone who's Zoroastrian? And then I remembered that the Magi were Zoroastrian. And I had an epiphany about epiphany. That on this date, they came forward, the Zoroastrian Magi, the wizards, came to see Jesus. And so guess what I did? She got up to me and I said, the body of Christ given for you. Yes. An epiphany was in the flesh. What's beautiful about that story to me is it reminds us of what I think God's perfect world looks like. You see, the story that we hear today continues on, and maybe you remember what happens. Right after Herod leaves, right after the Magi leave, because they're warned, Herod gets mad and does what? He kills a bunch of children. I mean, sometimes that's the lesson for the Sunday after Christmas. Let me tell you, there's a lot of times that's not the story you really want to have to preach on the Sunday after Christmas. But that's what happens in this story, is that Jesus is born, according to Matthew. The Magi come. They scare Herod. And Herod does what? He murders these innocent children. Jesus, to get away from that, does what? Does anybody remember where he goes? He goes to Egypt. And he hangs out in Egypt for a while. And then when they return, they don't stay in the area of Bethlehem. They go up to Galilee, and that's where Jesus grows up in Nazareth. But the whole story is kind of disconcerting, and what you realize is that when God enters the world, it's going to cause fear. When God's kingdom comes near, it's going to cause fear. When God's kingdom is made real for people who are in power, when God's message of an inclusivity and an equality comes near, it's going to cause some people who are in power to do crazy, awful things. And what we're going to witness is that people you wouldn't expect, and you see this throughout the Jesus story, people who you wouldn't expect do amazing things. Because these people who come, according to Matthew, are a different religion. And they come to pay homage to Jesus. These people who weren't of Jesus' own people, it was a whole different group of people who come to him from afar. And then he is protected by a whole other group of people who are not a part of his religion. And what we see in this entire theme, in this entire story, is the theme of God's perfect kingdom being worked, where people of different faiths and creeds, people of different lifestyles, people of different realities and understandings, all working for the benefit of the message of God's love and the message of God's peace and the message of God's care and mercy and compassion given freely to all people. That's what we see in this message today. It's an incredible message, Epiphany. It's a message that the agents of the work of God in Christ Jesus can be people that aren't even us. And how awesome is that? How beautiful is that? How precious is that? That's the kind of message that changes the world. When we begin to see in each other the wonderful opportunities, how Christ can work through them and us to make this world look more like the place that Jesus came to tell us about, to call us to be. We can dare to make this place look, and as we say in our Lord's Prayer, heaven, how's it say? On heaven, on earth. You know what I'm saying. On earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Charlie. That we can make it be on earth as it is in heaven. But it's not only up to us Christians. It can be up to all of us. And that, I think, is something to get excited about. As we live into God's economy, an economy of shared gift giving. Because that's really what the Magi do, isn't it? They bring gifts. And yeah, maybe George Carlin jokes that sneakers would have been better, but the point is that gifts were brought. And it reminds us that we all have gifts to share for the benefit of the kingdom of God. You, me, and even our neighbors and other faiths. That this world can look like heaven. When we realize that that's what this day is about. In Jesus' name, amen.